Andrzej Sikora is perhaps best known as the author of the beloved cartoon character Ferdy Mravenec, or Ferdy the Ant. But Sikora was more than just an illustrator and comics author. He was also a journalist, an amateur entomologist, and one of the first propagators of rugby in Czechoslovakia. The Moravian Museum in Brno will mark 120 years since Andrzej Sikora's birth with an exhibition and a new monography. Ruth Frankova has the details.
Já se zase vyznám v práci.
A je ohromný.
Já dovedu všelico spravit,
ano.
Udělat,
ano.
Postavit, zhotovit.
Ferdy Mravenec, or Ferdy the Ant, started to appear regularly in the 1930s in a series of comic strips published by the Daily Lidové Noviny. He went on to become a hero of countless children's books cherished by generations of Czech children. Later, he also starred in a puppet and animated TV series released in the 1960s and 1980s. The creator of Ferdy the Ant, Andrzej Sikora, was born in 1889 in Královo Pole near Brno. He enrolled to study law but soon quit to pursue illustration. In the early 1920s, he offered his sketches to the Daily Lidové Noviny and was hired by the Brno office as a caricaturist, a columnist and a sports journalist. In 1923, he was sent to Paris as a correspondent, which had a major influence on his later career, explains Eduard Burget from the Institute of Czech Literature of the Czech Academy of Sciences.
On měl možnost se v průběhu toho svého pobytu seznámit i s řadou.
There was a large community of Czechs, mainly artists, living in the French capital at the time, and Sikora got the chance to meet many of them. But what was most important was that he got acquainted with top French and world magazines, which all published comic strips at the time. Sikora carried this tradition over to his home country. He was not the only Czech illustrator to create comic strips, but he could be considered one of the first founders of comic stories in Czechoslovakia.
Za určitého zakladatele komiksových příběhů v tom našem českém prostředí.
In Paris, Sikora mainly worked as a sports correspondent covering the Olympic Games and the famous Tour de France. He also brought home a rugby ball and a set of rules which he translated into Czech, coining the Czech rugby terminology, which is still being used today.
My si všichni Sikoru spojujeme s ilustracemi a s Ferdou Mravencem, ale možná se trošku
zapomíná. We all associate Sikora mainly with illustrations and with Ferdy the Ant, but he was actually one of the first promoters of rugby. Already in 1926, he published Czech Rugby, the first rules of the sport written in Czech. He also worked for some time as a coach and referee for two rugby clubs in Moravia. So this is just a small but an important aspect of his life.
Sice drobnost, ale myslím si, že zapadá a patří do Sikorova života.
In 1928, the office of the Daily Lidové Noviny moved from Brno to Prague. Sikora, who was a self-taught artist, used the opportunity to complete his education and applied to study at the Academy of Arts, Architecture and Design.
Takže se zapsal do ateliéru malíře Arnošta Hofbauera.
Sikora applied to the studio of Arnošt Hofbauer, a painter of the Art Nouveau generation, and under his guidance he learned and tried to use new techniques. We know him mostly as an illustrator, but at the time he created lots of watercolors, landscapes and sketches from nature and from his journeys. This aspect of his work is not very well known.
Určitá poloha, řekněme malířská Andrzeje Sikory, která není příliš známá.
During the 1930s and early 1940s, Andrzej Sikora created a number of popular cartoon characters, including Kuře na pipi and Brouk Pitlík or Pouch the Beetle, but none of them gained such fame as Ferdy the Ant. The first comic strip with Ferdy was published in 1927 in a magazine called Pestrý týden, but he became better known in the 1930s after he started appearing in a regular comic strip in the Daily Lidové Noviny.
Samozřejmě i ta témata, která Andrzej Sikora nějakým způsobem
vytvořil. The topics Sikora addressed in the adventures of Ferdy the Ant were often political. Sikora reflected the onset of Nazism in Germany and the Spanish Civil War, as well as other events stirring the European continent. So I would say the comic strips in Lidové noviny are something like an illustrated glossary of what was going on in the world, and Ferdy himself is politically engaged to a certain extent.
Co se ve světě děje, takže samozřejmě i ten Ferda je tam, řekněme, nějakým způsobem politicky angažován.
In the mid-1930s, Sekora started publishing children's books centered around the character of Ferdy the Ant and his adventures in the insect world. The first book, called simply Ferda Mravenec, came out in 1936. Another one, Ferdy the Ant in Foreign Services, was released 3 years later, followed by Ferdy in the Ant Hill in 1936. The books gained him enormous success among generations of Czech children. After the war, Ferdy became increasingly committed to the new socialist regime, helping to build the new republic and fighting the American beetle. Sekora's political attitude stemmed mainly from his wartime experiences. His second wife was Jewish, but he refused to divorce her and as a result lost his job in the newspaper. In 1944, his wife was deported to the concentration camp in Terezín while he spent a year in German labor camps. Luckily, the family, including their son, who spent part of the war with relatives, reunited after the war.
After the war, Ondřej Sekora identified with the ideals of the Communist Party. Even before the war, in the books for children, Ferdy was presented as this industrious and diligent ant, taking pride in moral virtues, diligence and justice. These values, such as collectivist thinking and unity, were proclaimed by the Communist Party at least during the first years after the war. So for Sekora, the early 1950s were about building the new republic and a new social order, and he engaged Ferda the Ant as well.
Tohoto nového společenského řádu poněkud angažovaně, tedy Ondřej Sekora postavil i Ferdu Mravence.
After the war, Ondřej Sekora helped to establish the popular satirical magazine called Dikobraz. He was also one of the co-founders of the state publishing of children's books known as SNDK, where he worked as an editor. This is how he described his philosophy of writing books for children.
No, já jsem byl prostě přesvědčen, že nějaké vypravování pro dítě nesmí být dlouhé.
I always believed that a story for children cannot be too long. My rule was that by the sixth line, children need to be engaged by the story. I was always inspired by traditional fairy tales. A story starting, "There was a king and he had three daughters," was the best example for me.
No tak to byl prostě začátek, který byl pro mě ukazatelem.
Ondřej Sekora died in Prague at the age of 67. In 2015, his estate was passed on to the Moravian Museum in Brno, which is currently preparing a major exhibition dedicated to the famous Czech writer and illustrator. Tomáš Prokupek is one of its curators.
Ondřej Sekora už samozřejmě měl vícero výstav i větších výstav, ale tohle je první velká výstava.
There have already been several, even more extensive exhibitions dedicated to Ondřej Sekora, but this is the first one focusing on all aspects of his work, not only on his drawings. We'll showcase, for example, his collection of insects. Apart from his illustrations, we'll also present his paintings from the early 1930s and 40s, which have never been published and which are largely unknown. He was also connected to theatre and audiovisual media. Not many people know that Sekora was involved in the beginnings of Czechoslovak television broadcasting for children.
V literatuře není skoro nic možného nalézt. Byl u začátku vysílání Československé televize pro děti.
The exhibition dedicated to Ondřej Sekora, the creator of Ferdy the Ant, is due to open in the Moravian Museum in Brno in December this year. Tomáš Prokupek is also preparing an extensive monography of the famous writer and illustrator, which is to be published before the end of the year.